The government has spent the first day back in Parliament spruiking the PM's $5 billion drought future fund. The opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, is opposing the drought relief bill because it takes money from infrastructure projects. He's faced criticism for that position, including from the president of the National Farmers Federation, Fiona Simpson. I spoke to her a little earlier and I began by asking whether it was fair enough that Labor wants new money spent on drought relief rather than money earmarked for infrastructure.
No, I think it sounds really very much like they're playing politics with this. The government is using a fund that hasn't been used for some time. It was set up by the Labor government, as I understand it, but really it has been sitting there unused for some time. The government has been using other funds to fund infrastructure, very importantly. And so, as I understand it, this money was actually originally earmarked to go towards the NDIS, and then government found other ways to fund that. So, in essence, this money was sitting there waiting to be repurposed, and we think it's an excellent way to repurpose this money.
Okay, so you're not concerned that this funding for drought might come at the expense of other infrastructure spending, perhaps even in regional areas, as the opposition has suggested?
No, we're not. There are a number of other funds now that are used to fund regional infrastructure. And look, we always need more funding for regional infrastructure, particularly during the drought, as we are now looking for projects to add value to regional areas, to provide jobs in regional areas. And so we're certainly always seeking more money for infrastructure. But this particular money, I think, is the first time that any government has actually sought to put aside money strategically for future droughts and to recognise drought and plan for drought in that way.
What kinds of things will that funding actually pay for? It sounds big and it sounds impressive, but what does it actually do? What will it actually do?
Well, it sounds impressive until you line it up with how much the government has actually already spent in this current drought, and then it looks actually only a reasonably small amount of money. But it will allow us to, along with the plan that has to be put in place, the resilience plan that has to be put in place as well, to actually look at research, to be able to help landowners as they deal with future droughts, whether it's looking at water infrastructure on farms, perhaps it's looking at diversifying the income on farms, perhaps it's looking at farmers at trying to adapt to climate change. We know the Prime Minister has a huge focus on soils at the moment, so it could be looking at no-till farming and how, you know, we preserve the mulch on the ground and preserve the soil structure and the water, and that does help landowners deal with drought as well. So it just depends where you are in Australia, but the beauty of this fund is that it will be able to move with the research, move with the times. $100 million each year, we'll be able to focus on projects that are important to communities and to landowners.
The New South Wales government is proposing the toughest anti-trespassing laws in the country to target animal welfare activists. They'll face fines of up to $400,000. Why the need for such heavy penalties?
These people are committing crimes, crimes that are absolutely unacceptable wherever you live in Australia. They're breaking and entering. They're, in some cases, stealing. They're threatening and they're intimidating. These crimes, unfortunately, have seen by the judiciaries a somewhat lenient approach. And so we really think that to dissuade people from entering into these very violent sometimes and threatening sort of behaviours, then that we need to have appropriate penalties to, first of all, hopefully stop them doing it. And then if they do it, then ensure that the penalty actually fits the crime.
In terms of those federal laws being proposed, what do you say to critics who say it may affect, for instance, protesters who are protesting about coal seam gas, for instance? Is that something that you've factored in? Is it something you're concerned about?
Look, at the moment, we don't have any concern that people who are peacefully protesting, that are not breaking into people's property, that are not damaging people's property, will have any problem at all. This is not about trying to shut up people. This is not about trying to dissuade people from putting forward their points of view, but to do it in a way where you're not actually damaging other people's property, where you're not intimidating people, and where you're not breaking into farms that causes huge angst, not just for the farming family and the farmer, but also posing this huge biosecurity risk. So we're comfortable that the legislation, as it's proposed at the moment, is not going to pose that risk, but I understand it is going to a Senate committee. So, you know, clearly everybody needs to have a very good look at that as well.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much, Patricia.
Fiona Simpson there, President of the National Farmers Federation.